Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante. I'm here with Greg Pickle. How are you doing, Mr. Greg?
I am doing well, Jim. It's good to be back on with you. Another week here in April, and we still have some football to talk about. So things could certainly be less interesting, but you and I both got the chance to listen to Kirk Shiraka this week, and he had some interesting things to say, so I'm sure we'll get to that and plenty more.
Definitely we will. That will be our quarter one new segment. In quarter number two, we're going to continue looking at Penn State recruiting. I know during off season that's always a hot topic for everyone. In quarter number three, we're going to do our first segment based on the suggestions that we get coming in on the app. And if you folks, any of you have an idea for a segment for us, there's a button. Send us your idea. And this week we are going to use Al in Virginia, his idea. He wants to know all about your job, Greg. What do you do? And so we're going to do that in quarter number three. That should be interesting. And finally, in quarter number four, we are giving you complete control of the show. You get to ask Greg. All right, Greg, let's get right to quarter number one and Kirk Shiraka's press conference done via video, via Zoom. He did that on Tuesday morning. What were your highlights?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the chance to catch up with him. He's such an interesting guy. Of course, many of our listeners know that he's a PA native from the Lewisberry area and a Redland high school grad, went to Temple, or has experience at Temple. So this was a natural fit for him. Jim, I'm curious if you had the same takeaway, but the one thing that struck me out of the gate is that it is so obvious why he and James Franklin decided to team up during the offseason. And it's not to say that Kirk Shiraka didn't have a good relationship with PJ Fleck and that those two didn't work together well, because obviously they did. They spent almost 10 years together. But I just had this continued thought that, just the way Shiraka looks at things, he talked a lot about a championship culture and a lot of buzz phrases about, single-mindedness with a task at hand and adapting to the situation and doing whatever they have to do to learn while they have to work remotely and things like that. And it just seemed to me that Shiraka and Franklin had such a similar outlook, not only on life, but also how to coach football players, that it really makes sense why James selected him. You know, I always think back to, remember after the Minnesota game, and Franklin pointed out specifically how good of a game plan Shiraka had to beat up on Penn State's defense. And that was kind of the cultivating moment, if you will, for this relationship to eventually take place a few months down the road. But just listening to him talk, they just have such a similar set of philosophies and ideas and principles, and they both like routine and things like that. I mean, it just really really struck me during that call just how alike those two are, which makes the marriage of their systems even more obvious from a football standpoint. And one thing he said, Jim, I think three or four times, was that it's not my system, it's our system. And of course, he's referring to the fact that all the coaches had input, and he talked a good bit about how everyone was comfortable from day one. You know, he sort of, I'm going to paraphrase what he said here, but he sort of, said that when you come to a new job and you're sort of the new man in charge of an offense or a defense or a department, whatever, there's some people that want to sort of kiss your butt and tell you everything that you're saying is, perfect. And that if it's, raining outside and you say it's sunny, they're going to tell you, yeah, it is sunny. That's a great idea. And then there's some people who, if you're looking at the sky and it's blue and you say the sky is blue, they're going to tell you that it's red, was the phrase that he used. And he said it with Penn State. The refreshing thing, I guess, is that everybody was willing to jump in from day one, share their opinions, share their thoughts, share criticism, share things that were good. And he really seemed to appreciate that fact. So this is a system that's collaborative with the best stuff he did at Minnesota and the things that Penn State does very well and the things that its roster is constructed to do very well. And I just thought it was really important that he kept sort of giving the other guys on the staff a shout out and respecting and appreciating their input. And I think that one of the reasons that he's been able to mess with his staff so quickly, and I know there's a lot of new faces, especially on offense, but you just can tell how collaborative he is and how willing he is to maybe change something that's been a hallmark of his just because you know, another guy has an idea that he maybe didn't think of, or maybe didn't think of in a certain way, but when it's presented to him, he's willing to adjust. And I really think fans, whenever we play college football, are going to like what they see, not just from Kirk Ciarrocco as a play caller, but from this offense in general.
It's fascinating that you went down that line, because the same kind of thing struck me in listening to it. And there are a lot of things in football that we, the lay people, can't relate to. But one of the things many of us can is whenever you change jobs or have a new boss coming into your environment in the business world anywhere, there's always that little bit of hesitancy. Do you kiss up to the boss, tell him what he wants to hear? Is he open to listening to suggestions and to ideas? And you saw that James Franklin has always cultivated this kind of environment where it is collaborative. So when a Kirk Ciarrocco comes in where he's both subordinate to James Franklin, but also has the offensive coaching staff reporting to him, he deals with it both ways, and he seems well prepared to do that and make it a very positive work environment. The other part of the press conference that really fascinated me was some of his thoughts on the quarterbacks. Now, you don't realize, as he pointed out, one of the first questions was, gee, what do you think of all the quarterbacks beyond Sean Clifford? And his first answer was, I haven't seen them throw live. So there's always going to be those limitations, but some of his thoughts on the quarterbacks with what he has been able to see, one of them that really struck me was how impressed he was by these guys' work ethic in the training room, and that they're different kind of quarterbacks than I'm used to having.
Correct. And I think that that's kind of how this whole offense sets up, right? I mean, Kirk has in the past not been overly reliant on the tight end position. Well, now he has an All-American coming back in Pat Freiermuth. So he's going to have to find a way, and says he will find a way, to make sure he gets involved. Even if you turn on the Minnesota tape and say at times that do they even have a tight end on the field? Is there even one on the roster? So I think that's a part of it. Same with the running backs really too. I mean, you look at what they have in that room now. There's so many talented guys, and they all can do a little bit different thing. You know, they can all do some different things. So how is he going to maximize the role of Noah Kane versus the role of Devin Ford versus the role of Journey Brown, and sort of mix in these freshman running backs as well? So he has a lot to figure out in that regard. But you just get this calming sense from him that no matter what challenge there is, whether it's working from home, whether it's moving his family — he talked about closing on a house while signing papers on somebody's back porch while that person was inside, of course, practicing social distancing. I mean, it's fascinating just to listen to him talk. And again, you get this sort of, I don't want to say calming again, but this very just, you know, controlling message. He reminds me a lot of Joe Moorhead in that if there's a situation, he sees something on the field, things aren't going well, I think you can rest assured that he's not going to panic. He's not going to deviate from the game plan, deviate from his principles because he's panicking or because he thinks that the other team has figured him out. He's just going to find a way to work around it. And that's exactly what you want in an offensive coordinator. And that's why he's been so successful everywhere he has been. But yeah, I didn't even think about that fact that, you know, because of the way the rules are during the winter, obviously the coaches can be in the weight room, interact with the guys a little bit, but not really a whole heck of a lot. So he's hardly even seen those guys throw. And he really only has game tape Sean Clifford. So you can only imagine how much he's salivating to get back out on the field and see these guys in action, hopefully sooner rather than later, because you can do all the install, you can do all the classroom work that you want, but until you can actually get out on the field and do it, which is one of his seemingly four bullet points for, you know, installation. And what did he say? Assignment, alignment, technique — you can all do via classroom work, you know, so via computer, Zoom, video conferences, and all that. And they can quiz guys on those topics for each scheme, each package, each installment, etc. But you can't replace doing it and getting out there and having in-person corrections and conversations and actual practice film to go break down. So that's going to be the next challenge for them. But I do think that, they are ready for that challenge. And like everybody else in the country at this point, you just have to sit back and wait and see how this is all going to play out.
And it, you talked about the similarities between he and James Franklin, and where I thought this could have been an answer straight out of James Franklin when asked about the challenges this offseason. It was, this is the way it is. So we're going to have to find a way to work through this challenge and do it the best way, learn from each other, find the best processes for it, and not let this be the limiting factor. And even when he was asked about what will the caliber of play look like with this kind of off season, his answer was, my goal is it's not going to change. Where you're not going to notice that there's been a difference. We are going to be going great guns no matter what. So I thought that was fascinating and came right out of James Franklin's playbook. The other thing I found a lot of the conversation about the quarterbacks interesting and learning a little bit about the process. And I never even gave any thought to this when he was asked about handling the quarterbacks. He mentioned he has 8 hours a week to be with the quarterbacks, and that it's more discussion than lecture, which I found a fascinating way to put that. What did you think of that, Greg?
Yeah, I know we're short on time here a little bit, but I would love to find that quote because I think it was really interesting. He said, the quarterback meetings are always more discussion-oriented than lecture-oriented because I need to have feedback from them, questions that they may have, and that so they, you know, basically saying that I need my guys to interact with the material and be hands-on with the material. And he needs them to know the offense just as well as he does, which, of course, is a tall ask considering it's been something he's been coaching for years now. But, you know, the general point is that he needs those guys to be able to go out and answer teammates' questions. So if they have questions themselves about anything, how are they going to be able to answer a wide receiver's question or a offensive lineman's question or a running back's question? So that to me was more about, let's get in the room here, hear what ideas these guys have, but also hear what needs to be presented a little bit better. You know, he mentioned the fact that they're giving quizzes to guys to kind of grade not only their understanding of the installation and the offense, but also how it's being taught. And if everybody bombs the quiz, maybe it's time to sit back and say, we didn't really present that topic well. What did we do wrong? Why wasn't it retained by the guys? And I think that that's going to be an important part of all of this when they get back together again, is transferring that information from the virtual world, so to speak, to the real world. And okay, you might have understood on paper that, you know, this play call calls for this route and you're supposed to end up here. And if two guys end up in the same place, what went wrong? Where were the wires crossed along the way? That's going to be a challenge for them to address once drills and practices can start again. But, you know, the classroom work takes time. And even though they only have 8 hours with these guys, they can download, you know, they can do lectures and videos and things like that to watch on demand, so to speak. And I think that'll help speed things up too.
Well, it was a very fascinating press conference. That's going to be it, though, for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to talk recruiting.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.